screech or
a screech owl, right. Yeah.
And then an animal that
a woodpecker.
Yeah. And never call him anything else.
Well, peckerwood.
Now that
red headed peckerwood.
Yeah. Now is that just as common in your speech?
Yes, right.
Either one. Mm-hmm. And then the animal that has a bad odor is a
skunk. And polecat. Mostly we say skunk, but a lot of people say polecat.
Okay, and then all of the little pesty animals that might bother a farmer's chickens. You know, I don't want it, you know, like you might include rats, mice, and smaller ones, and then large things like weasels,
Oh, varmints.
Yeah. Mm. Now, do you ever use the word varmints talking about people?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a person would that be?
One that's kind of a scalawag.
Okay. And then these animals that run up trees, they're called?
Squirrels.
All right, now what different kinds of these are there?
Well, there's the gray squirrels, all the one I know anything about, because that's about all we've got around here.
Do they have any reddish or brown ones?
I don't know.
The kind of squirrel that stays? I just wondered if you knew something called a fox squirrel or a red
squirrel.
No,
I don't know that.
And how about these little squirrel-like things that stay
in the... Chipmunks.
Yeah? Now, the chipmunk, is that about the size of a squirrel?
No, it's much smaller. It's very small and quick as greased lightning.
Okay. Now, how about the ones that I just wondered if there's something they call the ground squirrel.
Well, that could be the chipmunk. I believe it is the chipmunk, maybe, the ground squirrel.
Okay. And then these things, you open them up and there might be a pearl in there.
Oyster.
Yeah. And then the plural would be...
Oysters.
Yeah, and this animal that makes a croaking sound is a...
Frog.
And the big one's called a...
Bullfrog.
And the very small ones that you...
Tadpole.
Yeah, but before... Well, these are full grown, and they're only about that big.
Oh. Toads.
Yeah, well, those are the brown ones usually, aren't they, around the garden?
Yeah. Yeah. No, am I still not get hit?
Well, I mean, these little things make this... have this high, squeaky...
Oh, let's see. Those are, tree frogs, I guess.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And the kind of things that people dig for bait?
Well, there's worms. Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah. Now, you use another, say just, you might say just worms, or you might say...
I don't...
Well, would you ever call them red worms?
No, I just call them, all worms are worms.
Red worm isn't common.
It might be the people that fish a lot, you know, because they know the difference, but a worm's just a worm to me.
All right, these things with hard shells that move along very slowly.
That's a snail.
Well, bigger than that.
The terrapin.
That's the one that lives on the land.
Uh-huh.
How about the one in the water?
Turtle.
Okay, and the things that swim backwards, and they live in creeks and... branches, and you might move a rock over one of these, will swim away and swim away backwards. It's related to the crab.
Crawfish? No,
that's what I mean. Do you ever call them anything other than
crawfish? Well, when I was taking biology, I called them crayfish.
Uh-huh. But crawfish, did you ever call them crawdads or crawdads?
Yeah, crawdads. The kids call them crawdads, but I never did have much business with them, so.
Okay. Now, this is a kind of a thing that they catch them in the ocean, and you have them make salads out of them and French fry them. They're kind of
shrimp.
Yeah. You know, and then a kind of insect that flies around a candle.
You're talking about a firefly?
Mosquitoes? I want that too, but then this is the kind of thing. How about these things again?
Moths.
Yeah, and the singular would be?
A moth.
Yeah. Was there anything you call a miller or a candle fly?
Yeah, I've heard them called millers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then this kind of an insect that has long, filmy wings and kind of hovers around.
I call that over the lake, there's a lot of them. We always just call them snake feeders.
Okay. And then these three different kinds of, just you name some main kinds of stinging insects.
Ooh, there's the wasp and the yellow jacket. Mud dauber.